As Finger Lakes wine grow in popularity around New York State and the country, one longtime vintner has separated himself from the pack by doing things the old-fashioned way. WRVO's Jake Davis reports on a winemaker who focuses on keeping things simple and natural.
You could say I fell in love with it, and that's all I wanted to do.
Kim Engel is owner of Bloomer Creek Vineyard in Hector, New York. His winery has been using a minimalistic approach to winemaking since it started. The most important part of that philosophy is what Engel does or doesn't do before and during fermentation.
I don't chaptalize or I don't add sugar before fermentation, so often end up with lower alcohol wines.
Lees are the naturally occurring sediment which settles out of wine during fermentation. Some winemakers stir the lees and use a process called racking and fining to separate out the lees from the wine. Engel does as little of that as possible.
We don't do a lot of lees stirring or racking or fining. I have heard it described as benign neglect. To me, that's a little bit like saying you put cheddar cheese in a cave to age for 5 years, and that's benign neglect. It's not neglect because it doesn't need any attention.
Engel plants cover crops like buckwheat and rye in between rows of grapevines to help protect and improve the soil.
All of our weed control is by cultivation and cover crops. But we mainly use buckwheat for, it makes the soil more friable and is a very competitive with wheat. Canada thistle and quack grass are disappearing, seems like.
Various pruning techniques can help prevent certain diseases, such as powdery mildew and gray rot. Katie Koken, who works with Engel, says the way they grow their grapevines provides natural protection.
We use the Scott Henry method, which is making double curtain, but you train one up and one down. So it opens it up and you get more air movement through. So it decreases the amount of pesticides that we have to use.
Bloomer Creek's natural processes have started to get noticed beyond upstate New York.
We just placed wine at a wine shop called Crush. It's in Midtown Manhattan. Our 2008 Bordeaux blend, which we call White Horse Red, is the first Finger Lakes wine they've put in their shop. So, you know, that kind of thing is exciting for us. And for our industry, let's hope they put more. You know, let's hope we can break the ice.
For WRVO News, I'm Jacob Davis.